Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. God bless you out there. Thank you for holding on to God's unchanging hand. The times are difficult for some, but for others it's not. You know what? Sometimes it's a matter of perspective. You can be going through so many difficult trials, but you can have a mind set like a flint, knowing that God will bring you out, and the strength of God is made perfect in your weakness. We have to remember that. We all go through trials. We know on this side we're going to go through trials, but that's okay because we do win in the end. You have read the back of the book. We win, and thank God for that. So bless you on today. I'm glad you're still listening to The Word in Me. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Bless your holy name. We are thankful to be called the children of the Most High God, the only wise God. Be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We live by your word, and we are alive by your quickening spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, instead of going back to the book of Matthew, we're in Matthew 28. We're going to skip on over back to John, and we're going to look at John chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. And it says, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the grave, and seeth the stone taken away from the grave." Now, Mary, the women went up, they saw that the stone was rolled away where Jesus was, and they came early, and it was yet dark. You know, there are some times in our lives where there are dark seasons. You know, the Bible speaks of night seasons. There are night seasons in our life, and I'm going to segue just a little bit for a second, and we'll go back to the understanding of verse 1, John chapter 20. But I am reminded, when I was beginning to read that, I'm reminded of sometimes we have night seasons, and sometimes we have night seasons, and we wake up early, and we have a hard time of sleeping, and we're going back to the tomb. We're going back to the place where something was, but now it is no longer there. Do you have something in your life that is no longer there, and you keep waking up night after night looking after it, but it's gone and it's time to move on? You know, there's times when we keep rehashing over and over again. You know, in this chapter, in this verse, in John 20, verse 1, Jesus had already told them that he was going to rise. But we keep sometimes going back to the things that are dead, that are gone, and they've moved on. Let us move on. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and run the race. We run the race. Jesus is alive and well, and we have died to old things. Let us die to old things. Let us even die to old pains and insecurities and keep looking backwards. Let us look forward. We are new creatures in Christ. He that is new, let us have a newness of life. Let us have an awakening in our spirit to move forward. We see the things going on. We even see the things going on in our life. And we even see our struggles. And the enemy will tell you constantly that you haven't got this right and you didn't do this right, and constantly berate us. But you know what? We have God, and we don't need anything else. He is everything that we need, and we are complete in him. Never forget it. Never forget it, that we are complete in him. And sometimes you have to talk to yourself. David said he encouraged himself. We have to encourage ourselves. We have to talk to ourselves and say, "Self, you know what? I say, Vanessa, you know, you have to pull it together. You're going to have to get it together. You know what? You don't know all things, but you have to get up, dust yourself off, and you have to keep on going. You didn't win this battle, but you know what? The war is already won. I might have to face that battle again. Put up your dukes and keep on moving. And keep on moving. So God is telling us today, keep on moving. Keep on going. Go. If you're going to go back to anything, go back to studying. Go back to reading His word. Go back to praying. Go back to fasting. Fasting is such a difficult thing for me. Y'all pray for me. It is such a hard thing for me. But go back to fasting. Go back to believing. Go back to having faith. Go back to having trust in the Lord. If we're going to go back, those are the things we go back to. We don't go back to old things that didn't yield us anything. And sometimes we sell ourselves short. We sell ourselves short by going back and looking at those things as if they're going to yield some great fruit, and they're not. Let's move on. Now we're going to go back to John. John 20, verse 2. Then she ran, Mary, then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, John, whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the grave, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the grave. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the grave, and he stooping down and looking in saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and which is the grave, and seeth the linen clothes lie. Now that's interesting. John outran Peter, but when he saw the grave clothes, he waited at the door. Peter was coming behind him, but went right into the grave and saw the grave clothes up front, right in his face. You know what? There, you need both people. You need both type of people. You need people that are hurry up to get to a particular place because they are so zealous and they are in love with the Lord, or they are in really pushing forth to a mission or a vision to something. But then you need that person coming up behind that is going to bust right through. And that was Peter. Peter was a tenacious individual. He may have not been the quickest, but he was certainly strong. He had courage. And you need that. You need both. The race is not given to the strong or the swift, but he that endures. John was swift. Peter was strong. But they both endured to the end. You got to have all the characteristics in order to make it, in order to move forward. And God is giving us that endurance. We don't have it on our own. You know, in the Bible, it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel, and in Genesis 48, Jacob, Israel, he was passing down blessings to his children, and I believe he said to Reuben, his firstborn, that Reuben was weak as water. You know, sometimes we are weak as water. We are changing all the time, just rippling. We are not steadfast, unmovable sometimes, but God knows. God knows, and he strengthens us. He is working with each of our individual characteristics. He knows what's there. He knows what we can do and what we can't do at particular times. He knows what we need to work on. He knows where he's strengthening us. He's building us. He's growing us. He's maturing us in some things. And then he knows in some things we can go forward. My advice to you is to go ahead and walk. Go ahead and walk. Don't wait. Go ahead and walk and let the Lord guide your steps. John ran and got there first, but Peter got there second and walked through the door. Think about that. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your life. Join me next time on The Word in Me.